Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
If this episode of Soundcheck smells funny, it's because it's old. In fact, it's from 2015, but at least it still sounds good. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this song has been in heavy rotation on my iPod this summer. It's from the band Publicist UK. An odd name, since they're not from the UK, and they sure as hell aren't publicists. In fact, they're kind of a publicist nightmare, because their music is so hard to classify. The members of Publicist UK come out of various metal and hardcore and post-punk bands, but their music together is both hooky and heavy, melodic and metal-adjacent, at least. Their debut album is called Forgive Yourself, and it has one of the most unusual origin stories I've heard. You'll hear it, too, after a song. Here is Publicist UK with their song Slow Dancing to This Bitter Earth, live on Soundcheck.
The intent is pure. We talk of purity, haircuts and atrocity, a reminder that every scene's a bore. You can wave the red flag, decorate your handbag, but even the dead know consistency. Joy and contempt in you I've met my match. My strongest feelings are joy and contempt in you I've met my match. An uncertain word we speak till we're slow dancing to this bitter earth. We're slow dancing to this bitter earth. Hot sleeve charmers, best not to believe. What's convenient is really good. You can hate how the roads are paved. Eventually you live in the state. A political baby. My heart in its fashion is true. My favorite feeling, my joy and contempt in you. I've met my man. Strongest feelings are joy and contempt in you. Amen, amen. In you, amen, amen.
The The band is Publicist UK. The song is called Slow Dancing to This Bitter Earth, and you'll find it on the debut album from Publicist UK called Forgive Yourself. Live performance here in the Soundcheck studio from Zachary Lopez on vocals, David Obuchowski on guitar, Brett Bamberger on bass, Dave Whitty behind our drum kit, with Justin Foley helping out on guitar as well. They are Publicist UK, Zachary and David, joining me at the microphones. Guys, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so
much.
What
a wonderful record this is. I alluded to the origins story, and Zach, part of that story, the way it goes, is that you didn't even meet Brett until months after the record was done.
Yeah, I met him when he picked me up from the train station in New Jersey to go on tour for a month. Mm-hmm. Together, and luckily we liked each other. I mean, I like him. It's not fair to speak for him.
So David, I mean, you know, this is an age where you can send files back and forth via email and stuff, but this seems a little extreme that, you know, you have a four-piece band and the four members meet for the first time after they've made their record.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of crazy to think about, you know, although we've been able to do, but the fact is, I mean, we all, I think, believe in it a lot, and we love the music, and so we've made it happen, and it's kind of extraordinary to think, like, for instance, Brett, when we were recording Rough Tracks, writing the songs, I mean, he was recording some of those in coat closets when he was on tour with his other band in Europe, just kind of, you know, before his set, you know, going out and doing that. So it's been amazing, the sort of dedication that they've shown, but it also came together so easily and organically that... for all of that, you know, sharing files and everyone's schedules, it's actually been really organic, really, really simple. It just came together, you know.
So what was the genesis? What was the starting point, the first idea that eventually became Publicist UK? Zach?
I had sort of given up on a lot of aspects of my life. I sort of was like, well, I'm not going to make music anymore.
Is it because of One Direction breaking up? Is that what it was, Zach?
That's a triggering thing right now. Thanks for bringing it up. But you know, I was resigned to just continuing my life of quiet desperation in, you know, Brooklyn, and then David kindly wrote me and said, "Let's make music," and. I said, no, that's a terrible idea. Why would we do this to ourselves again? And, but he was persistent, and then slowly everybody else sort of got on board.
Well, you know, you talk about, you know, doing that to yourself again, but someone took a video of the last song of the last show that your other band, Fresh Kills, had done. And it was like, it was pretty great. Awesome.
Well, thank you.
So David calls you and says, let's do a record together. And then how does the songwriting happen?
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, so I'm a huge fan of Fresh Kills. I think everything they've done is great. And Fresh Kills and my other band, Goes Cube, has toured together, and we've played countless shows. I happen to have some songs that were kind of strange. They wouldn't work with Goes Cube. They were just had a whole different vibe than anything else I'd done. I didn't know what to do with them, so I sent them to him, and he really clicked with them. And that really started with everyone else. It just happened that right after we had that conversation, Brett and I were talking, and you know, it was like, wait, when are we gonna have a project? And I was like, that's funny you ask. And then I sent it to him, and then he played it for Dave, and it was like just came together like that. And the songwriting process is kind of followed that similar track where I'll write these guitars. It doesn't even matter if I have a notion of what the song should turn into then from there,
right?
Because these guys change it so much. That's the kind of way it works. I send it to them, and then, you know, maybe Dave or Brett will take a stab at it, and when it's a little bit more fully formed, then Zach will get it and start writing words to it.
So Zach, you come in at the end after the music
I mean, it gives me the initial guitar tracks. Yeah. So I, you know, because I am by nature a procrastinator, so I need to at least sort of be thinking about, you know,
right.
What various bees are in my bonnet.
Well, you know, there are some very, I mean, the song you're going to do next, Levitate the Pentagon, has like a very specific kind of scene setter, you know? And in the song Cowards, which we heard a bit of coming in, there's this exhortation, you know, to sing out, forgive yourself and sing out. Very kind of specific and arresting imagery. Is that driven by what you're hearing in the tracks that David sends you?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, to a certain degree, but also one of the sort of the kind of the gift of the music that they give me is it's very open and there's a lot of room to breathe. I'm very pragmatic in how I approach these sort of things, and I'm very much of the, yes, I have a certain worldview, but I'm also deeply invested in this being rock and roll show business. Mm-hmm. Is this working within this? And maybe my idea of rock and roll show business differs greatly from the population at large, but you know, what am I gonna do?
So is Levitate the Pentagon, is it a political work for you?
You know, I generally think that, you know, I know personal is political is an overused cliche. Yep. At this point. Yep. But I truly love politics. I mean, I think politics is how the roads get paved. Mm-hmm. Politics is just this. Politics is just the daily interaction and how we navigate our day to day. So in that term, yes. But in like a lot of the songs, it's about just compromise and inevitable compromise and everything that goes with that, whether it's...
And forgiving yourself and for forgiving compromising.
Yourself. Yeah. And not...
So the title Cowards, where that line, forgive yourself, comes from, that's kind of an ironic title.
You know, I ask me on any given day, and it's either sometimes it's ironic and sometimes I'm feeling like, no, we should forgive ourselves. And then other times I think, oh, we're on top of the food chain and we're horrible and we do not deserve any grace whatsoever.
Hmm. So. Which day is it today?
I don't know. It's hot outside.
All right. You want to do the song?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's called Levitate the Pentagon. The band is Publicist UK.
No one up in D.C. at 3 p.m, trying to convince some sad refugee that you're different. But like a self-help book at the STD clinic, that ship has sailed, that ship has sailed, all the ships have sailed. You've always had a Clintonian grasp of truth and beauty. You were born to die in a better world than this one. When you died, your teeth so worried. I tried, I failed, only God and everyone else can and should judge me. Never take the bending gun, burn the witches from your eyes. You said, before you saw it rise. Never take the Pentagon, let the leaders tell their side. You said, before you saw it rise. You said, you said, before you saw it rise.
Once again, the band Publicist UK live on Soundcheck with their song Levitate the Pentagon. And on that song, both David Obuchowski on guitar and Brett Bamberger on bass were contributing backing vocals, Dave Whitty behind our drum kit, Zachary Lopez lead vocals, Justin Foley on guitar as well. The album's called Forgive Yourself, the debut by Publicist UK. David, there are lots of moments on the record in the guitar part, which is sort of driving then the bass and drums, where it gets close to metal mm-hmm. without actually going there.
Yeah.
Was that a conscious choice or is it just...
Well, but my view on it is all the parts, it really ranges from lush and pretty, I think, in moments, and then it gets, almost metal. But I feel like it's going that way. I'm following where the song is taking me. I just feel like these songs have a lot of intensity to them, and I think that's it's a spectrum.
And Zach, we were talking before about how this began as a kind of a writing project and a studio project, and you were making a record and not even, all four of you together at any one point. Now you're a touring band. What has that done, if anything, to the songs to transition to a live band?
It's been just really gratifying. Just because I don't think any of us knew. I mean, we all hoped it would go well, and mm-hmm. we had a certain amount of faith in each individual member's, just musicianship. But, what does that mean? We could have just gotten in a room and just sort of stared at each other and be like, oh, wow, this doesn't translate at all. And it does. I think it does.
Mm-hmm. Grins all around at the end of that song here in the studio. You guys looked like you were enjoying yourselves.
I think we really, really enjoy playing together. It's these guys. So, from my standpoint, again, I've been watching Zach for a long time because our bands have played together, have always admired him. Brett, his old band, East of the Wall, toured with Goes Cube, and I watched them, and he, not only was I, admiring him, but he was just a straight up influence. Mm-hmm. And Dave Whitty is legendary. I mean, when he texted me and said, you want Dave Whitty to be our drummer? I like literally texted him back the Wikipedia link and said, do you mean this Dave Whitty? Or do you just know another guy in Keensburg or something? And it turned out that was the guy. So it turns out it was the Dave Whitty. And so,
Is Brett okay over there? I mean, sounds like he's hacking up a lung.
He said the magic word, which is Keensburg, so.
I had to get it out on the air.
You might as well have said Dodge Aries Bronze 89 while you're at it.
Yeah, yeah.
The place is amazing.
All right, this is early enough in the band's history/press cycle that I'm hoping you haven't been asked this question to death yet, but come on, Publicist UK. I almost hit the delete button when the email first
All
came
right.
in.
You don't
All
like publicists?
Right. Everybody take it down a notch.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Initially, it was going to be just Publicist, and I will fight anyone that thinks the a band named Publicist is a bad band name.
I will back him up.
Certainly a brave name.
Well, here's the thing.
You are not cowards to name your band that. Well,
that's true. Thank you for admitting that. In the 21st century, in 2015, and I mean no disrespect to all of the band names that
you're
call
about
themselves,
to slag off right now.
Well, no, I love a lot of bands that call themselves, you know, Satanic Baby Puncher. You know, that's fine.
Right.
That espouses a certain dark worldview. In 2015, there is nothing darker than Publicists, just the mechanisms of how we are utterly corrupt and how we corrupt ourselves and how we choose to be corrupt. And that is, and I do it, you know, I embrace it, I'm part of it, you know.
You mean as a writer?
I'm all for it. And, you know, people like need to do things. Everyone need, you know, every pig needs to be a postman, you know, and God bless them. Yeah. So, and then there already was a band called Publicist, so we were like, yeah, fuck. and we liked the band.
Oh,
and
my
we
God.
We didn't want to be disrespectful
after
to them.
All of that.
Yeah, I know.
But that's what it is. I mean, that's
that was like
is.
A New Yorker story with a little deflating thing at the very end.
Yeah. And the thing is, and like we out of the UK because, you know, growing up, Charlton's UK, London Suede, you know, all these bands that had to change their name were so important to me.
Do you know the band Squeeze?
Yeah.
They were originally called UK Squeeze when they came here.
Yeah, yeah, I have that record. And so fine. We're a tribute to Squeeze.
Well,
and I think people have erased email. You know, there has been a problem, but, you know, we'll live.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And will you live to record another day? I mean, is Publicist UK now an ongoing concern?
Well, very much so. these guys have already probably an album's worth of material already sitting in their inboxes, kind of. And we're going to be writing a lot more. I mean, the fact is I've got a lot more material for them.
And I definitely have an album's worth of grievances.
He does.
To like air. Yeah.
He does. They're mostly about me.
Yeah. Our next album's going to be really personal. About Dave.
Wait, Dave. That's Dave Whitty, right?
Yeah, oh, right. Sorry, David.
Oh.
That's song number 1 through 3. Yeah.
That'll be a nice album title. About David.
Yeah. Why not?
For the moment, the record that's out is called Forgive Yourself. The band is Publicist UK. And you want to do Away for us?
We do. Thank you.
All right. Once again, the band Publicist UK playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. This song is called Away.
Let's go away. I'm never gonna leave my body on.
but it's sleeping. That's the crime. It's a part, it's a path, it's a pattern, it's distraction from the time when you are mine. You say, let's go away. You say, let's go away. I'm never gonna leave my body until you tell me to. You say, let's go away. You say, let's go away. I'm never gonna kneel to nothing till you tell me nothing.
The band Publicist UK. The song is Away, a final live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. And one final question. You know Joe Jackson, the British singer, mm-hmm. pianist. So when he was here on Soundcheck, we ended up talking about nothing but beer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And his take on American microbrews is that we're all trying too hard.
Mm.
What do you guys think?
Witty, you might want to step up for this one.
Witty's last name is basically a type of beer.
Exactly. And Brett is a, you know, as well. Brett's kind of beer. So,
Dave, you want to pop on the mic for this?
Come on out of the, come up from behind on, the drum.
This is a band of craft beer lovers.
Well, that's why I'm asking you that. It's not a totally random question. No. I've done a little bit of homework here.
Get over here, Dave. He's made beers before. He's got them, you know.
Dave, you're a brewer?
Yeah.
So what about Joe Jackson's claim that American microbrews are trying too hard?
He likes simplicity, and I understand that. But at the same time, this market is so experimental. It's like 4th of July constantly. People are trying new stuff all the time. And a lot of it works. Not all of it works. But, I mean, some really great things are created here.
So when you guys tour, you drink well?
We, yeah.
Yes.
We're not exactly just sticking to PBR.
Yeah, very nice.
Can I say something real quick off this topic of beer? We, not in the band, but a good friend, and he came out on the road with us for this tour and played in this session on second guitar is Justin Foley.
Yep.
This guy, another guy. I'm just so lucky having to get to play with all these musicians. I'm such a huge fan of his band, Austerity Program. I've hounded them over the years to play with Ghost Cube, and a few times they've said yes. I couldn't believe it. He said yes to this, too. And he's been great to have with us. And thanks, Justin.
All right.
Thank you.
The album is called Forgive Yourself. It's the debut from the band Publicist UK, who've been playing for us in the Soundcheck studio today. And, guys, this has been... I love this record. It's been great having you all here with us in the studio today. Thank you so much for coming and playing for us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.